Welcome to Soccer, a perspective for parents, where we'll be discussing what the coaches and refs really wish you, the parent, knew about the beautiful game. The goal of this podcast is to bridge the knowledge gap between the parents, that's you, and the coaches and refs. I will attempt to explain the game and rules in a way that you can understand. That way, when you're out there watching Timmy, you can just enjoy the game. Today, we're discussing Law 12, Fouls and Misconducts. It's probably going to be a long one, so tuck yourself in and be ready for a pretty long show. Show notes will be on the webpage, soccerperspectiveparents.com. If you want to follow along, go to the notes. And there's also a link in there that will take you to the laws of the game so you can download them and look at them while we're going over it. Law 12, fouls and misconduct. Foul kicks, whether they're direct, indirect, or penalty kicks, can only be given for fouls when the ball is in play. So if the ball is not in play, if it stopped for whatever reason, out of bounds, whatever reason, you can't give any kind of foul kick for it. Number one, direct free kick. Given for the following fouls that the ref considers reckless, careless, or using excessive force. Charges, jumps at, kicks or attempts to kick, pushes, strikes or attempts to strike, including headbutts, tackles or challenges, trips or attempts to trip. If the foul has contact, it is a direct free kick. When a player shows lack of attention or consideration, in challenging or acts without precaution, it is considered careless. No sanction is needed for carelessness. Reckless is when a player acts with disregard to the danger to or consequences for an opponent and they must be cautioned. When the player exceeds the necessary use of force and or endangers the safety of the opponent, it is considered excessive force and the player must be sent off. Any of the following fouls are given direct free kicks. A handball, with the exception of the goalie in the penalty area, of course, because the goalie is allowed to use his hands in the penalty area, holds an opponent, impedes an opponent with contact, bites or spits at someone on the team list or match official, throws an object at the ball, an opponent or a match official, or contacts the ball with a held object. Handling the ball. For handballs, the bottom of the armpit to the outside of the arm is the boundary line. So anything below the line is a handball and everything above the line is not. Not every touch of a hand or arm with the ball is an offense. That's generally the shoulder area is what they're talking about. There's no handball in the shoulder area. Anything kind of down below the shoulder area is a handball. It's only an offense when they deliberately touch the ball with their hand or arm. So hand or arm to ball. Has made the body unnaturally bigger, and unnaturally bigger is when a person has put the hand or arm in a position that it would not naturally be in that situation. By having it in that unnatural position, they are taking the chance that it could be hit and having the foul called. Scores in an opponent's goal directly from the hand arm, even if it was an accident, including by the goalie. Right there, they're talking about a goalie that has moved up into the attack, not the defending goalie. Immediately after the ball has touched their hand or arm, even if accidental. So to go back to the unnaturally bigger thing real quick, what they're saying is if you're running and your arm's forward and the ball hits your hand, you're not making yourself unnaturally bigger. So it's not a handball. So if you turn and you keep your arms tight and they kick the ball at you and you kind of turn to get away from it and it hits your hand in that position, you're not unnaturally making yourself bigger. That's where your arm is naturally, so they're not going to call there. Now if you run up and they're it right there and you throw your arms out wide kind of like a goalie stance and they kick the ball and it hits your arms out there, your arms out in an unnatural position, so you're making yourself unnaturally bigger. So if the ball hits your hand out there, they're going to call you for a foul. When not in the penalty area, goalies have the same restrictions as any other player. If they handle the ball when they are not supposed to in the penalty area, so think a direct pass back, they put the ball down and then pick it back up, an indirect free kick is given. If the offense is playing the ball a second time, with or without the hand arm, after a restart before it touches another player, the keeper must be sanctioned if the offense stops a promising attack or denies an opponent or the opposing team a goal or an obvious goal-scoring opportunity. So what they're saying here is, say it's a goal kick, and he whiffs the goal kick out, and just bobbles 5 feet out in front of him, and the other team is bearing down on the ball, and they're going to score a goal. The goalie runs out there and picks up the ball, and that's an obvious goal-scoring opportunity right there because he can't pick up the ball a second time. The goalie, at that point, has to get some sort of sanction. They have to be given something. I believe that would be a PK and a yellow card, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I have to discuss that with a referee friend of mine. After this, there's a good diagram of what part of the arm is and isn't a handball. It's page 99 in the laws of the game. I highly recommend you go check it out. Once again, if you need the link, it'll be in the show notes. 2, indirect free kick. Indirect free kick is given if someone plays in a dangerous manner, impedes the progress of an opponent without any contact being made, is guilty of dissent, using offensive, insulting, or abusive language and or actions or other verbal offenses, prevents the goalie from releasing the ball from the hands or attempts to kick the ball when the goalie is in the process of releasing it, initiates a deliberate trick for the ball to be passed, including from a free kick or goal kick, to the goalie with the head, chest, knee, etc., to circumvent the law, whether the goalie touches the ball with the hands. The goalie is penalized if responsible for initiating the deliberate attack. I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about here. I'm going to have to talk to some buddies. I cannot figure this one out. I cannot figure out a real-life situation for this one. Commits any other offense not mentioned in the laws for which play is stopped to caution or send off a player. An indirect free kick is given if the goalie commits any of the following fouls in the penalty area. With hand arm controls the ball for more than 6 seconds before releasing it, which they very rarely call and they need to start calling more often. With hand arm touches the ball after releasing it and before it has touched another player. With hand arm touches the ball unless the goalie has kicked or attempted to kick the ball to release it into play after it has been deliberately kicked by the goalie to a teammate, receiving it directly from a throw-in by a teammate. A goalie is in control of the ball with their hands when the ball is between the hands or between a hand or any surface, ground or body, or by touching it with any part of the hands or arms, except if the ball rebounds from the goalie or the goalie has made a save. Holding the ball in outstretched open hand, bouncing it on the ground, or throwing it in the air. The goalie cannot be challenged by any opponent when in control of the ball with their hands. Playing in a dangerous manner. Any action that, while trying to play the ball, threatens injury to someone, including the player themselves, and includes preventing a nearby opponent from playing the ball for fear of injury. Scissors or bicycle kicks are permissible provided it is not dangerous to the opponent. Impeding the progress of an opponent without contact. This means moving into an opponent's path to obstruct, block, slow down, or force a change in direction when the ball is not within playing distance of either player. Players have a right to the position on their field. Being in the way of an opponent is not the same as moving into the way of an opponent. The player may shield the ball by taking a position between an opponent and the ball if the ball is within playing distance. The player may be fairly charged by an opponent. 3, disciplinary action. The ref's authority starts at pre-match inspection and ends when leaving the field after the match ends. This includes penalty kicks. The ref has authority to prevent anyone that committed a sending off offense before this time from entering the field at the start of the match. This applies to both players and team officials. The ref will report any misconduct. Whether on or off the field, a player or team official that commits a cautionable yellow card or sending off red card offense will be disciplined according to the offense. Yellow card is a caution and red card is a sending off. Only a player, sub-player, or team official are shown cards. Delaying the restart of a play to show a card. If the ref has decided to show a yellow or red card, play must not resume until the card has been given. If the team taking the kick takes a quick free kick, so a quick restart, and has a clear goal scoring opportunity, and the ref has not started giving the card, then the card may be given at the next stoppage. If the foul was denying an obvious goal scoring opportunity, then the offending player is cautioned. If the foul was interfering with or stopping a promising attack, then the offending player is not cautioned. Advantage. If advantage is played and the foul would have gotten a card, then the card must be issued at the next stoppage. If the foul was denying an obvious goal scoring opportunity, then a yellow card caution is given for unsporting behavior. If the foul interfered with or stopped a promising attack, the player is not cautioned or given a yellow card. If the foul interfered with or stopped a promising attack, the player is not cautioned. When serious foul play, violent misconduct, or a second cautionable offense, a second yellow card, which ends up in a red card or sending off, advantage should not be called unless there's an obvious goal scoring opportunity. When the next stoppage comes, the ref must send off, show the red card to the offending player. If the player plays the ball or challenges, interferes with an opponent, ref will stop play and send the player off. The play will then be restarted with an indirect free kick unless that player commits a more serious offense. If the defender starts holding an attacker outside the penalty area and continues into the penalty area, a PK or penalty kick is given. I don't know why they put this in right here. It feels really weird. It doesn't seem to fit in with advantage. They have a really weird habit of having stuff that they feel like they couldn't put into a certain place that they just jam into certain places. And it the way they do these laws has kind of confused me a lot as I've been going through them. They seem to do this a lot where they just insert something that has nothing to do with what they're talking about into a section. Like this certain, like with this holding an attacker thing. Cautionable yellow card offenses. Players caution if they are guilty of delaying restart of play, dissent by word or action, entering, re-entering, or deliberately leaving the field without ref's permission, failing to respect required distance when play is restarted with a drop ball, corner kick, free kick, or throw-in, persistent offenses. No specific number or pattern of offenses are considered persistent here. Unsporting behavior, entering referee review area, which you shouldn't see in youth game, excessively using the review signal, which you also shouldn't see in the youth game. A sub or sub player is cautioned if they are guilty of delaying restart of play, dissent by word or action, entering or re-entering the field without ref's permission, unsporting behavior, entering ref review area, excessively using review signal. And for people that want to know, review signal is when they make a big rectangle with their hands and it just, the referee makes a signal when they're calling for a video review of the play. When a player commits two separate cautionable yellow card offenses, both should result in a caution or card, which would give the player a red card or sending off. The example given is if a player runs on the field without permission and commits a reckless tackle or stops a promising attack with a foul or handball, you have to give them both cards. Cautions for unsporting behavior. There are different circumstances when a player must be cautioned for unsporting behavior, including if a player attempts to deceive the ref, faking an injury or pretending to be fouled. This needs to be called way more often. Swaps with the goalie without ref's permission. Commits in a reckless manner a direct free kick offense. Commits any other offense which interferes or stops a promising attack, except where the ref awards a penalty kick for an offense which was an attempt to play the ball. Denies an opponent an obvious goal scoring opportunity by an offense which was an attempt to play the ball and the ref awards a penalty kick. These last two I had a lot of trouble. I'm still working them out. When I figure them out, I'll let you know. Handles the ball to score a goal, regardless of if it was successful or not, or in an unsuccessful attempt to prevent a goal. Makes unauthorized marks on the field. plays the ball when leaving the field after being given permission to leave, shows a lack of respect for the game, initiates a deliberate trick for the ball to be passed, including from a free kick or goal kick, to the goalie with the head, chest, knee, etc., to circumvent the law where the goalie touches the ball with the hands. Goalie is cautioned if responsible for initiating the deliberate trick. Verbally distracts an opponent during play or at restart. Celebration of a goal. Players can celebrate when a goal is scored, but it must not be excessive. Choreographed celebrations are not encouraged and cannot waste excessive time. Leaving the field during a celebration is not cautionable, but players must return as soon as possible. Players must be cautioned, even if the goal was disallowed, for climbing perimeter fences and or approaching spectators in a manner which causes safety and or security issues, acting in a provocative, derisory, or inflammatory way, covering the face or head with a mask or similar item, removing the shirt, or covering the head with the shirt. Delaying the restart of play. Refs must caution players who delay the restart of play by appearing to take a throw-in but suddenly leaving it to a teammate to take, delaying leaving the field when subbed, excessively delaying a restart, kicking or carrying the ball away, or provoking a confrontation by deliberately touching the ball after the ref has stopped play, taking a free kick from the wrong position to force a retake. Sending off offenses. A player, subbed, or sub-player who commits any of the following offenses is sent off: denying the opposing team a goal or an obvious goal-scoring opportunity by a handball, except for the goalie in their penalty area. Obviously, the goalie making a save there. Denying a goal or obvious goal-scoring opportunity to an opponent whose overall movement is towards the offender's goal by offense punishable by free kick, unless as outlined below. This is an off-the-ball foul. Serious foul play, biting or spitting at someone, violent conduct, using offensive, insulting, or abusive language and or actions, receiving a caution in the same match, entering the video operation room, which you shouldn't see in youth ball. So back to that one I said that is an off-the-ball foul. Basically, they're saying something like, if there's a wide-open player on the left and the ball's on the right and that wide-open player on the left starts to head towards the goal and the ball is passed and they take him out, that's sending off foul. A player, sub, or sub-player that was sent off must leave the vicinity of the field and the technical area. If you need to know what the technical area is, that's Law 1.9, and it is Episode 10. Denying a goal or an obvious goal-scoring opportunity. When denying a goal or obvious goal-scoring opportunity by a handball, the player is sent off where it happened. When the handball occurs in the penalty area and the player is attempting to play the ball, the player is cautioned, yellow carded, and a penalty kick is given. The player is sent off, red carded, in any other circumstance. So what they're saying is, basically here, it's a deliberate versus not deliberate action. If the player is attempting to play the ball, and the ball hits their hand in there, but their hand is out, like we discussed earlier, in an unnaturally large position, and their handball is hit, then they're yellow carded. If they're in the box, and it's shot, and they reach their hand out to block it, then that would be a red card. Either way, there's a penalty kick. A player, sub, or sub-player that enters the field without ref's permission and interferes with play, or an opponent and denies a goal or an obvious goal-scoring opportunity, is sent off. Red card. The following must be considered: distance between offense and goal, general direction of play, likelihood of keeping or gaining control of the ball, location and number of defenders. Serious foul play. A tackle or challenge that endangers the safety of an opponent or uses excessive force or brutality must be sanctioned as serious foul play. Lunging at an opponent in a challenge for the ball using one or both legs with excessive force or endangers the safety of an opponent is serious foul play. Violent conduct. when not challenging for the ball, a player that uses or attempts to use excessive force or brutality against an opponent or against a teammate, team official, match official, spectator, or any other person, whether contact is made, is violent conduct. A player who deliberately strikes an opponent or any other person on the head or face with the hand or arm when not challenging for the ball is guilty of violent conduct unless the force is negligible. Team officials. When an offense occurs and the offender cannot be identified, the senior coach present will receive the sanction. This is the senior coach that's in the technical area. I got a little confused while reading through all this. All this applies to team officials that I'm getting ready to talk about. So don't think of players or subs or anything like that. Just team officials, coaches, medics, stuff like that. Warnings. Following offenses should usually result in warning. Repeated or blatant offenses should result in caution, yellow card, or sending off red card. Entering the field in a respectful, non-confrontational manner. Failing to cooperate with the match officials, ignoring an instruction or request from an assistant ref or fourth official, minor low-level disagreement by word or action with a decision, occasionally leaving the confines of the technical area without committing any other offense. Caution. Caution offenses include, but are not limited to, clearly, persistently not respecting the confines of the team's technical area, delaying the restart of play by their team, deliberately entering the technical area of the opposing team, this is non-confrontational style, dissent by word or action, including throwing, kicking drink bottles or other objects, actions which show a clear lack of respect for match official, so think sarcastic clapping, entering the review area, excessively persistently gesturing for a red or yellow card, excessively showing the TV signal for a VAR review, acting in a provocative or inflammatory manner, persistent unacceptable behavior, including repeated warning offenses, showing lack of respect for the game. Sending off. Sending off offenses include, but are not limited to, delaying the restart of play by the opposing team, deliberately leaving the technical area to show dissent towards a match official or act in a provocative or inflammatory manner, entering the opposing team's technical area in an aggressive or confrontational manner, deliberately throwing, kicking an object onto the field, entering the field to confront a match official, this includes halftime and full-time, or interfere with play, an opposing player, or match official. Entering the video operation room, physical or aggressive behavior, including spitting or biting, towards an opposing player, sub, team official, match official, spectator, or any other person. Receiving a second caution, yellow card, in the same match. Using offensive, insulting, or abusive language and or actions. Using unauthorized electronic or communication equipment and or behaving in an inappropriate manner as the result of using electronic or communication equipment, violent conduct. Offenses where an object or ball is thrown. Refs take appropriate action. Reckless, caution, yellow card, the offender for unsporting behavior. Using excessive force, send off, red card, the offender for violent conduct. So basically, they're giving the referee wiggle room there to decide whether or not the action was reckless or used excessive force. So the ref has to decide from there which one it's going to be. 4. Restart of play after fouls and misconducts. Ball out of play. It is restarted with what the previous decision requires. If ball is in play and player commits a physical offense inside the field against an opponent, indirect or direct free kick or penalty kick. A teammate, sub player, one sent off, team official or match official, a direct free kick or penalty kick are given. Verbal offenses are restarted with an indirect free kick. If play is stopped for a foul committed by a player against an outside agent, Outside Agent is in episode 11, Law 3.7. It's basically anyone not named on either team list, most likely a spectator. On the field or outside of it, play is restarted with a drop ball, except if a free kick is given for leaving the field without ref's permission. If a player commits an offense against a match official or an opposing player, subbed, or sent off player, or team official outside of the field, or a subbed, sent off player, or team official commits an offense against or interferes with an opposing player or match official outside the field, then play is restarted with a free kick on the boundary line nearest to where the offense interference occurred. For direct free kick offenses, a penalty kick is given if it is within the offender's penalty area. If an offense is committed outside the field of play by a player against a player, subplayer, or team official of their own team, play is restarted with an indirect free kick on the boundary line closest to where the offense occurred. If the player contacts the ball with an object held in their hand, play is restarted with a direct free kick or penalty kick. If a player who is on or off the field throws an object other than the match ball at an opposing player, or throws or kicks an object, including a ball, at an opposing sub player, sent off player, team official, match official, or the match ball, play is restarted with a direct free kick from where the object struck or would have struck the person or the ball. If it is off the field, the free kick is taken on the nearest point on the boundary line. If this is within the penalty area, a penalty kick is given. If a sub player, sent off player temporarily off the field, or team official throws or kicks an object on the field and it interferes with play, an opponent, or match official, play is restarted with a direct free kick or penalty kick where the object interfered with play or would have struck the opponent, match official, or ball. That's it for Law 12. Time for some things of note. Show notes are at the webpage, soccer@perspectiveforparents.com, if you want to go look at them. There's a link, as always, that will allow you to download the laws of the game so you can read these and follow along. Got an email up. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, send them to soccerpodcastforparents@gmail.com. Next week will be laws 13 and 14, free kicks and penalty kicks. We only have laws 13 through 17, plus a couple of admin sections at the end that I'll speed through. All the laws from here go over the different kinds of kicks, so we may be able to quickly get through these. After I'm done with the laws, I have the U.S. youth soccer policy that has some of the rules for the youth, which I will go over real quick for you. I'm going to have an interview with a good friend of mine that is a soccer ref that does a bunch of youth games, so we can talk some about the game and help the parents out and hopefully give y'all some good information. So stand by for all that information coming up. I have an email list that you can join over at the webpage and also through Facebook. Don't forget to go like my page on Facebook. Same name, soccer@perspectiveforparents.com, and all the other socials. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember, the kids are out there for fun, and let's have a good day.